It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I'm going to try to, I can still hear myself, so it's very, of course, technology at the top of the new year. Let me see if you guys can hear me another way. Okay, this is perfect. We got it going. Okay, so happy new year, everyone. I am so excited. I definitely slid into my seat. It feels like I've been away from you guys forever and ever. And now we're just kind of, my gosh, 2025 already. I have so much to say. I don't know where to begin. I am so grateful that Serena is now with us for the new year as our producer. And as a new mom, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's such a bright light. So I was like, how do you do this being a new mother? I've been like ready to, you know, take it to another level. And she's doing it so gracefully and positively. And it's a really, really great change. And of course, we love Jay and we're going to miss him. But I'm super excited to be with Serena and her young, fresh energy. It's really been a great transition. So thank you. It is January the 6th, 2025. For those of you listening for the first time, I welcome you and I welcome your questions in the chat room. I already see some of you coming in. I'm going to say good morning in a moment. You know, it feels like I've been gone for 100 years, and now I'm so grateful that we have an Aries moon to be together with for the first of the new year, and it feels so invigorating. I don't even know where to begin, but I have so much to share. By the time we arrive next week, you will see that I am coming back to teaching this year. I am dedicating myself to it. I've been writing out of nowhere, which, as all of you know, as writers, when you have that block and it goes on for so long, you know, we really, really struggle with where is that next bit of inspiration, or where is that, whatever holds us back, whatever gets in our way, the blocks that we experience as humans. And so as a human, I am elated to share that we are going to add some layers to the next level of teaching. We will come back next week and share some of that. I didn't want to come today and get sidetracked with you guys. I want to really stay focused on your lives. I want to hear about your holidays. I want to hear about the new year. I want to talk about the new year. And I'm so, so excited. We have a Facebook page. It only takes a moment to come on in. The outside world can't see what we're saying. I am going to be taking your questions in the chat room today. I'm going to say Happy New Year to Becky and Denise and Renee. Quelly, hello. Judith. Kay Dragon is in the chat room today. Kay, I loved your scopes, and I feel super excited about it. You know that was some dead-on information, so thank you for sharing that. It was, you know, you could tell when somebody is authentically coming into a channeling session or delivering words and messages, and I loved that. So thank you for that and your authenticity. I appreciate you also being here. Jane, good morning to you and the 1-2 crew and Pamela and everyone else coming on in. We're going to go ahead. Happy birthday, Becky S. Thank you for being here and celebrating with us, and we are certainly going to come on in. I do want to speak to you guys about a little bit. So as you know already, we're in the Windy City today. For some reason, Florida is insane. It's hot again, but tomorrow will be freezing again. We have a lot of wind. So honestly, it's almost like one of the windiest days of the year, which is weird. So the weather's a little crazy today. And I was like, okay, you know, it reminded me of coming in. And what do I want to speak about first thing? The changes that we The guy's eyes. Okay, I'm coming in. You guys are already throwing me off this morning, but I'm happy that you have things to share. I love that, Karen. Happy New Year to you. Maya, Patricia, you too. Okay, so what I was thinking about was we get excited for change and we fear change. And we say this often, but it's really 2025 is going to bring some huge changes. I'm not really big, as you know, because I work so intimately with you all one-on-one. I'm very, very limited in my global quote-unquote predictions. And we try to stay as we do day to day. We have to really begin to remember, and especially in 2025, if I could say anything starting out the new year, and this is so Aries, but the bottom line is focusing on your inner selves to share the very best of yourselves with the outside world is the highest thing you could do as a human in this lifetime from here forward. And I think 25, you're going to want to connect more. I do think the energy is going to be a little, a little looser in some ways. But at the same time, we have to begin in, you know, when we talk about our healing, when last year was an intense year, I think it was deep, you know, I think it went so fast on the surface because we were doing so much internal work. So what do we do with all that internal work? Do we get to come into the world now and share it? Yes, hopefully. And we, of course, never stop doing our internal work, but really remembering those original values that we were brought into this world with, you know, being kind to others, being sweet to others, being present, pleasant, all of these things we forget because we have had so much stress, not only in our own lives, but through all of the processes of what's happening politically, what's happening globally, what's happening in the world. We absorb so much negative information that it's really challenging to pull ourselves up from that. And so this year, I want to encourage you to start and begin every day in 2025 with something that feeds your spirit. Because if we don't start deep within, we lose. 1 second, guys. Everyone is, of course, we're going through the whole show day confusion still, but we're definitely sticking with Mondays. So I think that if we start from within, we really bring into the new year a happier person, a happier us. And I think that has to do with a lot of self-care, a lot of surrendering, maybe not figuring out as a psychic and being with you every year. I have an anniversary in 3 days on Once You Listen. I'm so excited to start my 17th year. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. I have so much time invested with this company, with Mark, with all of you. I care so, so much. And, you know, I've done a lot of inner work myself and with all of you. I remember one day, my dad, and this plays over and over in my mind, and often I worked on it a lot because I never want to change in this manner in that I care. My father used to say, you know, he was real military and real Aries and super strong Aries sun, Taurus rising, lots of Cancer energy, just a real I don't even know what I want to say. He was a hero, you know, for the world. But when it came to me, it was more like he who cares the most loses, you know? And I realize over time, I'm going to care the most no matter what. And I kicked and screamed over that comment within myself for so long. And I realized, you know, sometimes I would, and that's one thing. And I'm sure all of you carry something from someone else that sticks with you that you are so against, or you can't believe it because it's no part of your being. And I am here to tell you and remind you every single day to be yourself no matter what. And for a while, you know, that I wrestled with that. How you guys know I'm not a child, I'm not a kid anymore, you know, but coming into like I'm moving towards my 60th, you know, year. And so when I say that, I say it smiling because here we are together. I care so much. I'm never going to stop caring the most. I don't care, you know, the only thing I really don't care about is to not stop, and I'll never stop, you know? So that was a huge thing throughout this whole 2024 that I battled with, because I'm never going to stop caring. And so that person that, and I adore my dad and I don't want to say anything negative about him, other than the fact that the military experience was, you know, maybe cold. And so I realized that we become, and as you're raised, I don't know if somebody needs to hear this, but as you grow up in a household, no matter what that household is, you grow up believing that you have your own journey, and you are raised, no matter how your parents are, no matter how everyone else is, we become a step above. And yeah, I am saying above, because we don't want to be the person or the people that really, we love our parents, we cherish our parents, whatever it is we feel about our parents, but we want to go a step above. We want to be bigger. We want to be better for people. We want to get out of that mentality of what they were taught. And part of healing your generational, do we want to call it issues? Do we want to call it gaps? Do we want to call it part of healing your wounds, so to speak? I think that it comes with, yes, a lot of old hurts. You too, Chris. Thank you for that. We want to definitely take a lot of that and really work from a place of knowing who we are now. 25, we know who we are. We're coming into the new year. It's okay if we're different than our parents. It's okay to disregard some of the things they learned that we don't need anymore because our generations have changed so much. And it's okay to heal some of that generational difference, you know, that it's okay. And I'm saying to me, that's like the biggest statement. There have been many statements that I've had to work through the years, but in 2024, that was it. He who cares the most does not lose. They always win, you know? And I wish sometimes that he was here, that I could show him, I'm proving you wrong, you know? And so the rebel in me is here to tell you guys, be who you are. Let's have a good year. Feed yourself. It is so difficult. And I know it's difficult. I'm going to come in and take your questions in a minute. But I really want to come into this year in a bigger way, because if you feed yourselves every day, it's so easy. It's so easy to say it, and it's so difficult to do it. And get up in the morning, take 5 minutes first. Take 3 minutes first, whatever you could feed yourself. Do not forget your spiritual journey, your purpose, your path, your mission, whatever it may be. It is the key to every bit of success that you can muster, because that is the place that we begin. With that one little seed within us, we begin to manifest everything that we want. Sometimes what we want may not be what the universe wants for us, and that's another whole topic, and we'll get to it this year. But we definitely know that we deserve and we have a right to feed ourselves before we can go out in the world and feed everybody else, okay? All right, I'm going to come into the room. Enough of my rant. I've been, you know, New Year's, I know, Mark, I know you've heard him say this many times over. You know, one of the greatest teachers, New Year's resolutions it's difficult. We could become better. We don't have to put pressure on ourselves to become better. And we could do that any day of the year. And so we want to let go of some of those old notions about having to do the new year thing. I love, yes, I am going to be coming in and opening up the room, and I want to take some questions. Good morning to all of you that just came in, okay? I'm so happy you're here. I just feel like you guys, as empaths, it's okay to care, and it's okay to not explain yourselves. And it's really okay to feel, the way you want to feel. People are going to feel differences. I encourage that as well. You're going to hear from people who have different belief systems. You're going to hear from people who have different, you know, religious, political, all of these beliefs. Learn how to like kind of take a step back. I think less is more. Then, and the more work you're doing on yourself, the better you're going to be with no matter what, who's thinking what, no matter who feels anything. So I think you're going to be really off to something great. Lois, good morning. Okay, Patricia, let's take a look at you and and hello on Monday. I'm so happy you made it. She says, I have new stuff. I'm working on prosperity and community creativity and financial. I've begun coursework to do legal transcript editing. I may look into copywriter editing later. I've been working toward teaching small crafts. That's so great. So you're doing all these new things. And I love that. Here's what I want to say. I feel like you're going to cut it back a little bit because when we work in different avenues, and I'm a firm believer in this, of course, if we look, let me talk about the cards for a minute. I'll bring this in for this. The Six of Wands energy has all of these different channels, we could say. It has pathways. We go down, we take action, we can move towards any of these roads. So we see the Six of Wands because all of these avenues can lead us to some victory. But what do we want? These are roads, you know? So you're taking all these roadways, you have all these multiple income, we're focusing on multiple income streams, but what is that one thing that's going to bring you that mastery of, okay, I am achieving my financial goals? I feel you're going to take these pathways down to an income stream of two. I see a fork. I see two roads, not six. From all of what you're doing now, you're going to lead to two different income streams. This way, you focus your energy not on sick, you know, not dispersing it into many things. I think when we begin our choices, when we begin our journeys into new terrain, I think it's okay to scatter our energy and to really look at these different avenues. But right now, I feel like that's good. I mean, I would say as soon as Mars goes direct at the end of February, I really feel like you're going to narrow down your choices. By March, there'll be two avenues and you'll focus on that. I think for now, it's good to let that Six of Wands energy flow. But then at the end of the day, I really feel more like a two, like there's two pathways. Okay. I do not know which two yet, but I definitely believe that this is going to lead you to two things, or two things will just take over naturally. And then you'll have your energy focused on that. And I love that for you. All right, let's take a look. And if any of you want to come into the room and share some of your holiday experiences, I would love to hear from you. I want to know what you're all up to. I did a little bit of hiding out with the family, so it was really nice to take a break. Just disconnect and focus on them a little bit. I also love that I've seen some of your stories about your holidays, but if anybody wants to share, we're all ears. Is there anything coming into the new year that you want to manifest that we can co-create and manifest along with you, you know? Okay, so Patricia said she feels like it's two also. I do also, and maybe a third periodically. Okay, I could go with that, I feel like we're going to channel it to two paths, okay? And I think that's wonderful, and we stay open to receive more along the way. But that's what I feel your level of fulfillment holds, and it's scary to open up to new levels of fulfillment. You have a blessing coming out of the blue. There is no question about it. I think also coming in health, I mean, everybody pounds the health topic at the new year. And I feel like I think we could boost your energy a little bit. And I mean that in a very sensible way. And it's a simple Maybe blood work, some vitamin supplements like this. Okay. So I feel like you're going to work on boosting your energy, which will also lead to boosting more financial increase and gain. And I hope that helps. All right. I do think that that's going to occur as well. And this is all going on in the first half of the year. I feel really good about that. Because when we're trying to manifest and we're creating all of these new things, I feel it's so significant for you to take care of yourself. And I do believe that system is the best way to do it. Okay? I love that. So she's doing her cards in Super Earth. Okay, I love all this. Okay, Patricia, I feel a really good year. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and we're going to keep your energy high. All right? All right, here we go. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that less is more. I'm going to pick on someone now. Thank you, Kat, for being here. Who has a question for me? New Year's blessings to you also, Ms. Quelly. Denise, where are you? I'm so glad you guys were able to decompress. Denise asked for a New Year message. All right, here we go. I'm just going to go ahead and refresh you guys here. Listen, talk about change. I have a little bit of a new setup this year, so I'm still getting used to it all. And it feels like a brand new year, which I know ultimately will be the best thing, but it's like getting through. I know you guys know how I feel about getting through all these transitions and learning new things. Jane, I love that. Maureen, I love that too, actually. Everyone is. Jane's been resting a little bit, taking a little sleep. And Maureen says she's moving. I love that. All right, now we're going to talk to Denise for a minute, and I'll come back to you all, okay? All right, here we go. Denise, it's a New Year message. I feel like you're coming into the year with more confidence. I feel like you're feeling more movement. There's more movement in your life, in yourself. So physical movement is very, very strong for you. It's like you are cracking. I feel like you're like, I see a shell, but I feel like that shell has been cracked open and some light is now coming in, you know, and you're birthing this new Denise, which I love. And you're going to come out in the world in a brand new way in some ways. Of course, you're still Denise, and that's great, but I feel like that light is shining now. That crack is started, you know, and you're kind of letting the sunshine back in. I do see a lot of confidence. I feel like you're going to be more fulfilled this year within your own little cocoon. You're in a cocoon, you're coming out of your cocoon, and then you're going to be reaching out in a broader way. And I'm thinking about, Pluto in Aquarius, I feel like it's going to bring a different vibe for all of us, obviously, but it's going to bring you more connection. And I also see you digging deep into your past And when I say past, I mean lifetimes ago. And you may be sharing some of that with other people as well. Like you have a lot of lifetimes that you are working through, will continue to work through. You're going to get some proof that that exists even more so. And you're going to be sharing that with others. So I feel like that energy is very strong. I don't know if you've been tapping into that or not yet, but I feel it. I actually can see a little bit more of you being called to that. So hold on, let me take a look, okay? Yeah. I mean, the teaching is good. There's a lot of wisdom coming to you. And at first, and also working on more of your healing. You know, everyone says, oh, healing should be, or we hear these things and we think it's so glorious that we're healing. Just like I was talking about knowing where some of my fear comes from. We all have we're brought up with fear. We learn fear. We have experiences that create fear. We have to release the fear constantly. And we learn how to do this in time. But healing is painful. And I feel some of this, Denise, like you are going to go through some of this as maybe a method. A lot of past life insights coming in this year, but you're also going to use it to heal a lot. And I don't feel like it's entirely painless. I feel like sometimes when we feel it, you know, we that's how we overcome it. And that's what you're going to do. And so that in turn, in addition to that, I think we have to always in movement, through movement, which I do feel is very, very good for you this year. I really feel like with that being said, that will help you so much. And I think the more stagnant you are in your physical body, you know, the more difficult it will be to heal some of these things. But you're going to have a really great year as long as you take care of everything from a physical standpoint. I do see that. And I feel like maybe the beginning of the year will be like a little bit more about that. But then through the year, you're going to be so, so happy. And honestly, so much more confident in everything. So I do think a lot of self-care and a lot of good things ahead. Getting over some emotional wounds, coming into more confidence, this kind of thing. And I hope that helps, okay? And always take care of yourself. I think the healer has difficulty healing themselves. And I see you sharing so, so much. Okay. All right. Happy New Year, honey. Happy New Year and cheers to new. Joni, good morning. I hosted my entire family, had a gaggle of little grands who slept with trees and teepees and nutcrackers. I absolutely love that. They help with the magic and the authentic May. Yay to something finally coming in. May I be touched with the magic wand to ignite my creativity. I absolutely love this. I do think it's a huge create. I feel like there's a lot of creativity. Who else is going through a lot of feeling creative again? Because I definitely think it's up and I could feel it also. And I know many of you can. And it's funny how we forget how much joy. And for all of you listening too, we're always doing for some kind of maybe an outcome, a goal, expansion, whatever it is we're trying to manifest. Create, when we create, and we have the gift of creation, we forget the simplistic joy that comes along with it, you know, day to day. And so I really, really hope you guys embrace some of that for no reason, not to know why, not to know how, not to know because of this reason, that reason, the other, you know, just because. And I think creation and creating is really magical. So I love your taking that on. Let's take a peek. On. Angel Michael is really, really strong in your space, as well as one other angel realm, which I'm really sensing around you. So you definitely, Gabriel, I want to say, but I don't know if you've ever worked with them. I don't know if, you know, you feel connected to that energy, but I certainly feel there is a presence for you. I also feel presence for you. And releasing a lot of fear, as we talked about, you're going to have a more, a really keen ability to manifest and balance your, there's two different paths for you as well. You are going to manifest, you're going to mirror like-minded people. I also see you mirroring a like-minded male, who is very, very good, whether it be, whether an intimate connection or a friendship or a soulmate, soul connection, you're going to be really, I think soul connections are really a part of your year. Or even soulful circumstances are a part of your year. And I hope that makes sense. I feel really strongly about this. And I definitely believe you're going to start drawing what you need. And you too had gone through some painful healing and definitely coming on top of that now. And I do believe letting go of financial fear is, I think we all have safety and security in mind. We're in the Capricorn season. And I truly believe that we are going to manifest more. And in different, unique ways. I'm going to say that for all of you, okay? But letting go of that fear from last year, that intensity. Don't forget, we had Pluto in Capricorn. It's so security conscious in a way. I think it really dug out some of our deepest fear, you know? And so this year we kind of get to be a little more whimsical or playful about it and see how we can create in different ways and bring in how, what if we manifest more happiness instead of, and then that happiness leads us to abundance, or what if more abundance leads us to happiness? And we get to really play with these ideas a little bit. We don't have to be linear in our thinking about this one way to do it. We need money. We always say, you know, oh, we need more money to survive. Everything's going up. It's about the bill. It's about the dollar. And it's really not. It's about creating more ways within ourselves, which is why I ask you to turn to your spiritual lives more, because in turn, it will lead you to manifesting more. When you deeply believe in something, you are able to deeply create something. And if it's not our time in a scheme of our lifetime, our time will come. And so it's so funny to be a human in this life, because we have to learn how to believe in all of these things, and we have to really try to do it. Sometimes we try. Sometimes if we learn how to embrace things without really trying too hard, we don't really miss the mark. We just patiently wait for that mark. And there is, as we say, and I know this is so Jersey of me, but you know I'm Jersey. I never let go of that part of me, but There's an ask for every seat, so to speak. And there's a time for everything. There's a reason for every season. Timing really is part of our plan. Unfortunately, we have to sometimes sit back and wait. And I know we hate to wait, but I think in 2025, if we are able to be a bit proactive from and for ourselves first, so we can connect with a greater world, we can open ourselves to new and exciting things and manifestations we never really believed in. And from a core belief system of that being true for you, it really does help layer to layer, day to day. You will manifest more of what you want. And I feel this strongly for you this year. And I'm coming in. Let's talk to you, Ms. Perez, because she says she was able to visit a friend in New York City, and it was a blast. And yeah, I definitely got to relax a little bit. I let my poor Sydney. She talk about Capricorn. She did all the work, and I was so I can't tell you guys how grateful I was. But even when I tried, she kind of blocked me. She's like, no, you're not doing that. I'm doing this. And I've never seen enthusiasm on a person. If you want to see someone be enthusiastic about living, meet someone who thought they were dying and is now known to be living. And I experienced a lot of that, and it just gives me so much joy. And that was a gift for sure. So, all right, let's take a look. Really does make you feel what is appropriate for you and your journey may not be appropriate for someone else's. And if you live in connection with yourself that way and realize your appropriateness for happiness, for joy, for love, which Ms. Perez, we're going to talk about in a minute. And for everything else we want to manifest in general, it may not be someone else's idea of ideal or true ideal of what yours is, you know? So whatever's appropriate for them, and let's let people have it. Be happy for other people when they get what they want. It may not be what you want. Release some of that judgment or criticism that you have. Oh, this person was this, this, and that. And stay in your own lane, you know, and really begin to know what is appropriate for your life. And when you live in truth with yourself, you could share that truth with other people. It kind of rubs off, you know. It's really good. And so let's see. Let's see about your love life. I mean, I'll tell you how to, I mean, okay, I'm, that sounds too harsh or too direct. I was going to say, I'll tell you how to manifest what your love life, you know, what may be your desire, and our desires usually aren't what we believe can occur. Sometimes our expectations are too high. Sometimes they're too narrow. As human beings, we all do this, and we don't realize what it is that's going to really bring joy and happiness to our heart and our love lives, right? And so I always love the word surrender when it comes to manifesting romance or, and I would never, I was very, how do we say? You all know I had many, many years of single living before I remarried. And everyone used to say, well, you know, you don't really know what it's like because you always seem to have someone or whatever. And honestly, it was because I don't think I put effort into too much effort. You know, into attracting that, because I believed wholeheartedly that people would come that were meant to come. And so letting go and letting God, or whatever your higher power, I'll say for you, letting go, letting God. And I know that's a difficulty of why, oh, I've let go. We say, oh, I let go. I've done it already. I swear it's like the pot of water that never boils. You know, you're watching it. Don't watch it. Let it go. Try to allow for it to flow. Try to allow for it to come to you. But let's take a look and see. As far as manifesting, you know, we love the rose quartz for romance. If we need something tangible, I like a little journal, and this is what worked. Of course, what works for me may not be. And I'm just sharing experience because I feel like you all can learn from it. You don't necessarily have to pick up on it. You don't have to absorb it. You don't have to take it and run with it, but it's an idea and it worked for me. And I say this, I surrendered my will to everyone and everything and it worked. And so life became different and it continues to be different. And I actually have safe, a safe, stable environment, and love may look different. Whatever love means to me may be different for you. You know, I see a lot of fire in you. I feel a lot of joy in you. You have to find someone that has your value system. And that's really what makes us happy. But along the way, we get stuck on attraction, the feeling, the, you know, excitement, the wonder, the flowers, the candy, whatever it may be, the attention, and new energy. New energy, no matter what form it comes in, is exciting. And then it wears out. It wears off. So who is that person that you are going to... I get 3 months, and I also hear 3 years. So I feel like you're going to meet someone and definitely have a love connection. I feel like that love connection is going to grow in time. I do not feel like it's like from A to Z in 2 days, but I do feel like it's a beautiful experience and a growth experience ahead for you. That's going to take a little time to show what it can fully do. And the reason I say that is because it takes time to know a person. And I also believe that after year, when you are secure and safe with that person, after getting to know them over time, you know, you're learning how to manifest this. It's already happening because we're talking about it together and we're being heard, you know, together. And so I do feel this is going to happen for you, no doubt. I feel like the value system is important. And sometimes when we go for the attraction of things, when we let the universe bring it to us, I believe that it's a deeper, more honest connection. Of course, we have to be attracted to the person we're with. We have to be excited about the person we're with. And when the excitement or the attraction wears off, who is the person who's going to show up for you in deeper ways? Who is that person who's going to be there to hold your hand through hell? Who's that person that's going to be there to align with your core values and make you feel safe? Because I believe that you need to feel safe first and foremost. Most of us need to feel safe first and foremost. Some of us already feel maybe that's not a priority. Maybe we feel safe in ourselves and we're just going to go out there and live it up, you know, with somebody. But generally speaking, but for you specifically, there's been some, I see the wound, you know, I see some wounding. I see one pretty big wound that's healing well, and I see a couple little ones off to the side, which are also already, we're over that a little bit. But that one big one, I think, is very present, still closing itself, okay? And you're going to get there. So let's take a look at March also. As far as manifesting, I love the journal idea. I love the surrender idea. I'll say that for every one of you who are trying to manifest more love in your life or romance. And I can guarantee you, honey, I don't believe he's coming in a form you would ever expect. I just don't. I think it's, you ever, how many of you have said, I would never do this. I would never go for that. I feel like we have a couple nevers that are going to be broken for you. Okay. I really do believe that. Lori Love, thank you for joining us today. I've actually seen you here. So I'm Jersey girls are, yeah, she says they're the best, but I think we can all be the best, right? Thank you for being here today. All right. Let me take a look now. Such a great thing getting back to the belief system, I believe in the power of believing. And I also know that certain things are not meant for any of us. And sometimes God's rejection is our protection, and we forget it when we want something we want, you know. Jonathan, good morning. My godson is listening. Tyler, I love you. Happy New Year. I mean, you were busier than me through the holidays, so I haven't gotten a chance to say Happy New Year, but I love you, and I'm glad we've been talking. And Jonathan, did you expect to happen? What would happen to your life? Were you looking for it? You know, that kind of thing. And I think sometimes we're not looking. And Mark Husson told me a long time ago to always remember to say, for right now, because we never know when now changes. We never know what's going to alter, really. We know as psychics, guides, mystics, readers, channelers, astrologers, healers, we know certain things that no one can change our mind about, and we just know what we know. And at the same time, we have life experiences that are thrown in, and or right now changes. And for right now, you feel a need to manifest more love in your life. You're going to do it. You're already doing it. Sometimes time is like it's always moving. As we can see, 2024 seems like we skipped over it, and we know we didn't. But 2025, I think we're learning that we can feel more achieved in this way by allowing it to come to us, or at least for you, I do. And I feel a major breakthrough. You know what I think? You're changing, and you're still going through massive transformation, and you're coming into a place of more confidence than you've ever been through. And I see a leap. And please remember this when it happens, and come share. Whoever this person is that I see coming, or this, let's call him potential partner right now. Whoever this is, I almost feel like there's somebody floating that maybe you haven't let go of, or somebody that you are still connected to, and maybe you're disappointed or something from the past. I feel a late night, remember this, like a late night connection or a phone call. And I don't know why I'm saying late night either. Maybe something you waited for. Maybe something that you don't expect. I really feel like you're either going to get a message from someone late at night, or there's going to be, you know, sometimes we get those crazy texts from whatever we come across online, and they come to our text like, so-and-so is going to do this, or, you know, something like that. You're going to get a message, and it's going to be a clue. And I don't know where that's coming from, but I really want you to know that, and you come back and share. It's okay to be disappointed. I think having someone having the same values is the only way your relationship is going to go the distance. And some of us can fly by, stay in connections that are less than what we need, or we overlook things, or we have easygoing personalities and blah, blah, blah. But I think that others have to have things and know they have to have things a certain way. And I believe there's a lot of hard knocks in knowing that and admitting it. And I feel that that's the kind of person that you're going to wind up with, okay? And that's the only kind of person that you can wind up with. So have a little fun in the meantime. Just know I know that that person will come. And I love the journaling for you as well, okay? All right, let me see who's next here. Oh, you guys, I'm not used to talking like this. It's been like a long vacation. It seems like a year almost, you know? And I was nervous coming in because I'm so not, I just, a couple of weeks makes a difference. It feels brand new. I think it was an emotionally difficult year for so many reasons. And I don't expect the same type of emotion to hit us this year. I'm expecting something new. I love Pamela, what she just said. She said, he's trying not to say, you know, she's learning, which is big. Let's use that word learning. And I'm going to be big on it because, hey, you guys are going to get to experience my second Saturn return this year with me. And I'm definitely, I don't know if there's any preparation for it or not, but I definitely am ready for it, you know. Like a good Virgo rising, I'm prepared for the collapse, but I'm teasing you as well. I'm laughing because I do have strategic things in place to get through it. And, I have a daughter who holds my hand through, you know, I held my hand through hers. I mean, her hand through hers, she'll hold my hand through mine, no doubt. And, we laugh along the way, but in any case, I'm teasing. I'm saying teaching is going to be very important this year, and I will be with you guys again. And I really hope you give it another shot. And even all of you students from years ago, and I want to see new students, we're going to really tackle something amazing. And I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be there for several weeks. And I'm really, really, it's going to be on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific. I am very excited about it, okay? I haven't had this kind of enthusiasm in years, and I'm going to complete this process with you to really bring you some learning. And I love not to sabotage. We are learning not to sabotage this, you know, this year. I love that, Pamela, and I want to take a peek at you too. And, I see some shedding for you for sure, and some really good emotional growth. Your intuition is going to be on fire. Karen Erickson, you too. Jane Barbone, you too. Your intuition is going to be on fire. I want everyone to really take care of their health, their back, their structure. The musculoskeletal body needs support. I feel this, and I called you out, so I don't even, and I'm just running with this for you guys. I do believe that there is a lot of growth coming for everyone. And, you know, I say the musculoskeletal body, when we're taking care of our physical bodies, you know, we're housing all these gifts that want to come through us, and the better we take care of that, the more our gifts come through. And I feel like it's a big, we're kind of creating our own inner world, you know? And with that being said, we need support. And when we show our body support, we support all of these things that want to emerge with us and through us and of us. And I love that. And I think you're all going to get there. And I also see a lot of shedding. So when I say shedding, it is a way to say that I also see you losing a few pounds. I don't know why. Sometimes when we don't no longer, you know, when we go through emotional curves and upheavals and swings and stuff like this, we tend to either lose or gain or whatever it is. When we no longer need protection because we're now in a better space, or we're attracting less negative energy, whatever it is, we shed. And we don't need the protection. And I see some of this as well, okay? And I love that. So I can't wait to see what this year brings. I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I cannot tell you how much I drive Mark Husson crazy because I actually celebrate my anniversary. And I pound it, you know, that we have another anniversary. And I'm so, so grateful to be with you guys every year. I want to bring you something new. I want to bring you something old and exciting and really take it to another layer. And I'm so grateful for Mark and his platform and the safety that it brings and the connections that we share. And I want to say thank you for Serena. I mean, here she is, a new mom, you know, completely different generation, who is like tackling her life, who is doing so well, who stays so calm, peaceful, loving, kind, all of these amazing things. And she has a baby hanging on to her. So it's pretty remarkable and it's really, really special. And I love babies, as you all know. So let's embrace that this year, this new energy. And all of you, embrace the new year. Happy 2025. I cannot wait to be back next week. I'll be in my groove again with all of you. And thank you so, so much for everything. Lots of love. Lori Love, Speaking of Love, is coming up next at the top of the hour. And I'll see you guys next week. Happy New Year, everybody.